Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shivan.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om Sahana Vavatu. సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. సో శబ్ద గంధ రసానాం చ కీదృశీ ప్రతిబింబత. సో హి ఆస్ దిస్ ఇస్ శ్లోక వార్తిక. కుమారిల భట్ట హస్ రిటన్ శ్లోక వార్తిక. దేర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ సో ఫార్ దట్ శబ్ద రస గంధ రూప ఎక్సెప్ట్ రూప ది other experience of the other sense organs, for that there is no pratibimbata, there is no reflection. Tadiha parisheshyat vishaya vishinoho anyonya atma sambhedena eva tad dharmanam api paraspara sambhedena vinimaya atmana vinimaya atmata bhavitavyam tau ched dharminau atyanta vivekena grihyamanau asambhinnau asambhinnaha sutram తయోర్ ధర్మాః స్వాశ్రయాభ్యాం వ్యవధానేన దూర అపేతత్వాత్ తదిదం ఉక్తం సూత్రమితి. సో దిస్ ప్రతిబింబ, దిస్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది అదర్ రూప రస ఎక్సెప్ట్ రూప రస గంధ స్పర్శ విల్ నాట్ హ్యాపన్. సో దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ హీ బ్రింగ్స్ ఇన్ తదిహ పారిశేష్యాత్. సో by negating all that, parisheshya is the nyaya, by negating all that, whatever is left is parisheshya. So the leftover is a vishe vishinor anyonya atma sambhedena eva, with the vishaya and the vishayi anyonya atma sambhedena eva. See, the adhyasa can happen in two ways. One is the adhyasa, the superimposition. Adhyasa, superimposition. We will not use superimposition from now. Only adhyasa. Wrong knowledge of one on other. We will understand what adhyasa is during this discussion. So, adhyasa. This adhyasa can happen in two ways. One, adhyasa of the redness of the flower on the clear crystal. This is one adhyasa, where you can differentiate between the flower and this crystal. Fine. This is one adhyasa. This, here the adhyasa can be at least grasped. There is another adhyasa, where you have this iron rod. You put this iron rod in a furnace on the burning coal. After some time, what happens? This iron rod becomes red hot. The red hot hotness of the fire is superimposed on this. Now you say it's fire. It looks like fire, but it is iron which is gotten to fire this. So this is another superimposition, where you will not be able to differentiate between the superimposed and the superimposed superimposition. So says tadiha vini tadiha parisheshyat vishay vishinoho anyonya atma sambhedena eva tad dharmanapi. So vishaya vishii anyonya atma sambhedena eva. One from other, when you differentiate sambhedena eva tad dharmanapi paraspara sambhedena vinimayatmana bhavitavyam. So the dharmas also can be differentiated. This is how it seems. Tau chet dharminau atyanta vivekena grihyamanau asambhinnau. If these dharmis, this attribute, tau chet dharminau, these dharmis, this superimposed on which the adhyasa takes place, dharminau atyanta vivekena grihyamanau, which in this dharmi, two dharmis, atyanta vekena grihyamana, you are able to understand through veka. But asambhede, asambhinno, which cannot be differentiated. That asambhinnaha sutram tayo dharmaha. There, the dharmas also, the dharmi, if you are, they are not able to be differentiated properly when they become one, tadatmya, then their dharmas also cannot be differentiated. Asambhinna eva, they also are as though one itself. Swashrayam tayor dharmaha. Swashrayabhyam vyavadhanena durapetatvat. Swashrayabhyam, whatever ashraya, whatever it is dependent upon, that dharma, whatever the attribute in which the in whatever the attribute exists, that is the ashraya. That ashraya vyavadhanena durapetatvat, that vyavadhana, that differentiation of the attributed is not possible. That differentiation is not possible. Therefore, tad idam muktam, that is what he says. Sutaram iti, tad viparjena iti, sutaram. So, dibhashya ityasmat vishivise tadharmanam, tadharmanam api, then dibhashya, previous page. Virudha svabhavayor itretra bhava anupapattau siddhayam tadharmanam api, till this we saw. Sutaram itretra bhava anupapattihi, that is what he says. Tadidam uktam sutaram iti, itretra sutaram itretra bhava anupapattihi, and तद्विपर्ययेन इत्यतः अस्मत्प्रत्ययगोचरे विषयिणि चिदात्मके युष्मत्प्रत्ययगोचरस्य विशेषे तद्धर्माणां च अध्यासः. देयर हि सेस् टिल् दट्. अण्ड् तद्विपर्ययेन, इन् कान्ट्रडिक्षन्, तद्विपर्ययेन इति विषयविपर्ययेन इत्यर्थः. तद्विपर्ययेन मीन्स् विषयविपर्ययेन, दिस् विषय, दिस् आट्रिब्यूट्स्, वाट् एवर् दिस् सब् सब् आब्जेक्ट्, viparyena, when they are otherwise, then mithya shabdo apana, mithya bhavitum yuktam. Here mithya bhavitum yuktam, mithya is it can be false, it is wrong conclusion here. That is what mithya is, to negate that adhyasa. एतद् उक्तं भवति, मीनिंग दिस इज व्हाट द आइडिया इज. अध्यासो भेद अग्रहेण व्याप्तः तद् विरुद्धश्च इह अस्ति भेदग्रहः. स भेद अग्रहं निवर्तयन् तद्व्याप्तं अध्यासमपि निवर्तयति इति. सी दिस इज द आइडिया हियर. मिथ्या, दिस अध्यास कैनॉट बी प्रूवन, दैट इज रॉन्ग. Because what is adhyasa? When does this adhyasa, this superimposition happen? When does this adhyasa happen? When I am not able to differentiate two things. This is clear for us. When I am not able to differentiate between two things clearly, then adhyasa happens. I think this is snake instead of rope. Then I am not able to differentiate between the snake and the rope, the attributes of snake or the rope. Now that is what he says, sir. Adhyasa, the superimposition, this adhyasa, bheda agrahena vyaptaha, is engulfed by bheda agraha, bheda duality, differentiation, agraha, non-grasp. You are not able to grasp the difference between the two things. With that it is vyapta, it is engulfed, it is got. Therefore, tad viruddhascha iha asti bhedagraha. But here in this self, what we are talking about, in this self, this bhedagraha is there. I know the body sense organ to be different from me, I. Idam to be different from aham. Yushma to be different from asmat. Therefore, sa bheda agraham nivartayan. So, that bheda graha, that differentiation the grasping of the difference, with that you negate the non-grasping of difference. So through that nivartayan tad vyaptam adhyasam api nivartayati. By understanding the difference between two things, the non-understanding of two things is negated. Non-understanding of two things is negated means this superimposition, this adhyasa of these two things, one on each other, is also negated. This confusion is negated. So, adhyasa is negated. Mithyeti bhavitum yuktam yadyapi tathapiti yojana. Though what you say is right, mithyeti bhavitum yuktam, it is possible that it can be mithya, it is false, it may not be existing, it may not be possible to prove this adhyasa. You are right. But still, yadyapi tathapi, though it is possible that this may not be able to be, you may not be able to prove this, but still, idam atra akutam, this is what is the idea. Bhedena etad evam yadi aham iti anubhave atmatattvam prakasheta na tu etad asti. Bhaved etad evam yadi aham iti anubhave atmatattvam prakasheta. What you say is right, that this can be mithya, this can be false, this adhyasa can be false, it cannot be proven possible. How? When bhaved yetad evam yadi, it is possible. Bhaved yetad evam, what you say is right, it is possible. Yadi, if e aham iti anubhave atmatattvam prakashate prakasheta, if in the knowledge of I, by the knowledge of I am able to grasp the self, I am able to understand the self, if it is, then okay, what you say is right. But natu etat asti, it's not like that. This I understand is the ego. The I grasp is the ego, not the self. Therefore, tathahi samasta upadhi anavachinna ananta ananda chaitanya ekarasa samudasinam ekam advitiyam ekarasam udasinam ekam advitiyam atmadattam shuti smriti itihasa puraneshu giyate. This is what you say. Tathahi yush samasta. Because why it is not possible? Why it is not possible? This knowledge of the I, why it cannot give me the knowledge of the self? Why does it not happen? Because samasta upadhi anavachinna. Samasta upadhi anavachinna. All the upadhis, all the embodiments, whatever the embodiments, anavachinna, it is not bound by that, it is not limited by that, it is not associated with it. All the embodiments, that kind of what, which is not related to, bound by these embodiments, ananda, ananta, which is all pervading, ananda, which is bliss itself, chaitanya ekarasam, which is of the form of knowledge only. This self is of the form of satyam jnanam anantam. It doesn't differ. It is everywhere, it is the same. Top, bottom, right, left, front, back, everywhere it is the same. There is no sides for it, because that is what is all pervading. Therefore, that ekarasam udasinam. Okay, if it is like that, then is it attached to anything? No, it is not associated with anything. Udasinavat asinaha, it is not perturbed, not disturbed, not associated with anything. That ekam advitiyam atmatattam. And how is that atma? Ekam advitiyam, one non-dual self. This atma is one non-dual, one and non-dual. Therefore, Shruti Smriti Itihasa Puraneshu Giyate. How do you know this Atma to be like this? This is what is sung by, this is what is said by the Shruti, Smriti, Itihasa, Purana, etc. In all this, this is what is explained. This is how the Atma is explained. Therefore, Ekam Eva Advidiyam, through that Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata Bhedas, all the three kinds of differentiation is negated. Sajatiya, Samana Jatiya, that which happens in the same class, that is negated. Mango tree, one mango tree with another mango tree, one Atma with another Atma, two Atmas are negated like that. Or Vijatiya, there is one Atma, there is something non-Atma, that is also negated. Eva Advitiyam, with that in itself, mango tree has a root, shoot, and then the branches, leaves, etc. So that difference also is negated. In itself also there is no difference, there is no parts, there is no limbs. Therefore, nacha na chaitanya upakrama paramarsha upasamharehi kriya samabhiharena idruk atmatattvam abhidadati tatparani santi shakyani shakrena api upacharitarthani kartum. Na chaitanya upakrama paramarsha upasamharehi Chaitanya upakrama paramarsha upasamharehi. The Shruti which proves about this self, which talks about the self, Shruti, Smriti, Itihasprana, whatever, they which talks about the self, from in the beginning, upakrama, in the introduction, upasamhara, in the end, in between. So in this upasamharehi kriya samadhi harena idrika atmatattvam abhidadati na abhidatti kriya samadhi harena. The Atma is not proven in the Shruti to be endowed with kriya, to be related, associated with the kriya. Therefore, idrigatmatvam vidatti tat parani santi shakyani shakrena api upacharitarthani kartum. Therefore, you cannot in any way shakrena api Indras, even the Lord Indra, even the Vedic God, he cannot also prove it otherwise. Na tatparani santi shakyani shakrenapi upacharitarthani. Even the Lord of Vedas, Indra, cannot bring it in this way to associate this atmatattva with the karma. Abhyasehi bhuyastam arthasya bhavati. Because the Shruti repeats this same idea again and again. Whatever is extolled again and again, whatever is praised again and again, gains some new greatness. You repeat, that is what this psychologist say. You keep on reminding your wife, your husband, I love you. Keep on reminding. What happens? Nothing happens. But there is a, they start believing, oh, he really loves me or she really loves me. This kind of, that belief will come in. That is what he says. Abhyasehi bhuyastum arthasya bhavati. When you keep repeating something, that gains a greatness. Like what? Yatha aho darshniya iti. When you say, oh, she is so beautiful. And after some time, you also will start thinking, oh, me. What, beautiful? Oh, probably. Oh, little beautiful, not that much. Oh, yes, she is really beautiful. So, this is what will happen. Na nyunattvam. Na nyunattvam prageva bajaritartattvam iti. It will not gain. Each time you say, it is not like scent. See, the perfume, each time you smell, it loses its that fragrance. But it's not like that here. you keep on repeating this again and again, it will gain greatness, because it will not gain diminution, because it is already negated. Therefore, aham anubhavastu pradeshikam aneka vidha shoka dukkhadi prapancha upaplutam atmanam adarshayan katham atmatattva gocharah katham va anupaplavah. Aham anubhavastu pradeshikam aneka vidha shoka dukkhadi prapancha upaplutam atmanam adarshayan. This aham anubhavastu, this experience of I which you say I, it doesn't point out to the self. Why? This I experience, how it is a pradeshikam, it is limited. You say I, it is limited to your body. Therefore, it is pradeshikam.